Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, or give them a call at 727-734-2879, or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo. Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Special. Yes, Brian here, another one in the books, Matt. I was just telling her you're the best producer of all time.
Thank you, sir. We try our best.
You do. You should be very proud of yourself.
Yeah, when you've been doing this 15 years like I have, you kind of pick it up.
Well, there you go.
It's a long time.
That's a long time. Oh, yeah. You can't buy experience.
No, you can't. Plus, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Amen. That's the deal. So what we got in the house is Stephanie, and the name of your organization is what?
Lighthouse for the Visually Impaired and Blind.
Well, what a name. Lighthouse. See the light.
Correct.
Right. And then... Angel, then what you do, the community first deal?
Yes. My name is Angel, and I'm the president and CEO of Our Community First, in which we showcase not-for-profit in our community and showcasing all the wonderful things we're doing in our community. And that's why we have the guests here today.
Right. And you get these people on the radio.
Absolutely. Right. So they can spread the word.
Right, which is good, right? See how he made that deal?
We love it. We've been in our community. We serve Pasco, Hernando, and Citrus for almost 40 years. Next month will be 40 years, and I still feel like we're a best-kept secret. So we're really grateful for you all letting us spread the word.
Yeah, well, thank Angel.
Thank you, Angel.
And thank Brian. It's absolutely. It's his show. I'm just a co-host.
Absolutely. We're grateful for both of you.
Do we have a Forever Dance? Dance Forever, I mean?
Not yet. Give me a second.
Okay. Yeah, because she's got an appointment at 4:30 to teach someone to dance. So what I wanted to talk about was my friend at Blue Saki. She's been with me for like 20 years. And she had a Tinky place in the mall. Do you know what the strongest... I didn't know this, but I already hinted to you. Do you know what's stronger than steel, which is wood?
I didn't know that.
Tinky wood. Wait, Google it. I was surprised to find that out. I mean, it's stronger than oak. It's the strongest wood known to mankind. And she had all Tinky furniture. Like really high-end, you know, like tables and chairs. You know, some of the... There you go. Did you hear that too? Well, there she is, the proofreader. Hey, Kathy, what's going on?
A whole lot in September.
Well, there you go. I just want to say, we were just talking, my friend at Blue Saki, her name is Angie. Angel? Well, pretty close. But anyhow, do you know what the strongest wood is in mankind that the scientists say is the strongest wood?
Petrified wood.
Whoa, I wonder. But it's tiki wood.
Oh,
and, right, and
I like her name better.
Angel. And but anyhow, so I dealt with this lady that she was in the mall, Countryside Mall, and she dealt with tables and chairs, and you know the average table went for $5,000.
Yes.
Right. So it was pretty neat, but you get what you pay for too.
I think so. It's supposed to be a great indoor-outdoor wood, so it doesn't need stripping. It weathers well.
Really?
It doesn't need staining, and it will fade to like a driftwood gray color if you don't finish it.
Well, that's neat. I'm glad you have that knowledge. That's Blue Saki. She now runs a Thai restaurant. And I used to do a thing with my daughter. We ate at the Thai restaurant, and then we ate up the road at the Chinese restaurant.
You're hungry.
Right, so then it's not all on the same day. But okay. I know, but I am hungry. And then I asked her which one was the best. What do you think her answer was? She was trying to say it was equal. So you know what she said? She goes, it was a Thai, Daddy. And she's only like 12 years old.
Yeah.
So I played that off with her. So the Thai restaurant was better. And then she's like 12 years old. And she's like, no, Daddy, it was a Thai. I like both of them. So what was it? She goes, it was a Thai.
Yeah. You had your own game of who's on first.
Yeah. So anytime, like, you ever have inside jokes with people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, and then anytime I talk to her, was it a Thai, Liberty? Do you know why her name's Liberty? Anybody care? Maybe this is too much information.
No, I love it.
But anyhow, you know how they can tell you when someone gets pregnant the exact date?
Yeah.
I mean, how do they do it? I don't get it. But do you know they can do it to the exact date? She was conceived on 9/11.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
Right. So I didn't know if I should even tell her that. I don't think I ever did. But that's why her name was Liberty. Right? At the time, you can see how it played.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so tell us what you got going on at Dance Forever.
We've got a whole lot going on. We're doing a fundraiser tomorrow night for Sleep in Heavenly Peace. It's going to be a casino night. Tickets are available through the Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce. And then Sunday, we're doing a dance match, which is a studio versus studio competition. We haven't had one of those for a number of years, so our dancers are really excited about that. But we've got lots of fun new classes that are starting. Salsa on Tuesdays, hustle on Thursdays. We've got a Saturday night soiree where we're going to teach a group class and then have dancing. So if anybody wants to come out for a date night, they can join us on Saturday the 23rd. And then starting in October, we're going to do a course called Dips and Tricks, where people are going to learn fun, cool picture lines. Every Wednesday, we've got a group class going on that's only $10. So that's what's going on. It's a busy month for us here.
And, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, it does say in the Bible, when you dance, you're dancing to the Lord. And basically what it's saying is that it opens up a channel for the spirit to come in. That's why you see at some of the churches, right? They're dancing in the aisles, dancing to the Lord. And it really does. It gets the endorphins going. It's sweat. Like, so say you're in depression, right? Which I get sometimes. I get anxiety and depression. Especially like really late at night when I'm alone. But what they say is move a muscle, you change your thought. So what you're doing there is bringing people's mental state, because it's physical, the dancing.
Yes.
But it's physical, mental, and spiritual. Right?
Yep, I do love it. And one of my favorite things is when I see people dancing, I feel like I can see their inner child. It's pretty cool. They just light up. They're having a great time. But you're right, it is definitely a mood lifter, because movement to music just gets people feeling good, no matter how bad of a day they were having. So,
right.
And then that opens up the... And it's a great sense of community,
right.
People coming together. I was just reading an article that was talking about what you were talking about, where it was saying that it wards off Alzheimer's.
Really?
Yep.
But so I heard crossword puzzles and juggles do that also. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, if you believe exercise is a muscle, right,
for
the arms or what, the legs, why can't the brain be a muscle and you exercise it by doing crossword puzzles?
Right. Yeah, or Sudoku. Some people I know like those, math puzzles.
And I'm very bad at that. I believe,
me too.
You know, another thing I'm going to say, I believe I have a slight case of dementia. I do.
Yeah.
And I'm clumsy and I keep knocking things over. And then I think it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have something fall out of the refrigerator?
Sure. And it usually lands right on my foot.
Matt, you ever have anything fall out of the refrigerator?
All the time if it's not put in my fridge correctly by either me or somebody else.
How about you, Angel?
Not really.
Organized Angel. Yes. The apples are to the left. Next to the apples are the bananas. Then the carrots. Right? Not in any other order. That's wonderful. So, guests, can you introduce yourself and tell my good friend from Dance Forever what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, good friend from Dance Forever. I'm sorry I didn't catch your name. I'm Stephanie Pontlitz. I'm the CEO for Lighthouse for the Visually Impaired and Blind. We're with Pasco, awesome. Hernando, and Citrus Counties.
Fabulous.
So what we do, we service residents of those counties who are visually impaired and blind, all the way from our brand new babies through our seniors. When it comes to our brand new babies, age 0 through 5, we really focus on giving them the opportunity to reach those milestones. When a baby wants to walk or crawl, it does so because it wants to put something in its mouth. Well, if it can't see that, then we need to teach them other ways to be able to hit that milestone. And it doesn't have to be super expensive, and it doesn't have to be an overwhelming piece of technology. It can be something as simple as a doggy squeak toy. It can be a rattle, a flashing light. And so our instructors are really good at giving those parents those skills and those tips and tricks to doing that, because it's really overwhelming, especially if you're a first-time parent or if you have a child with a disability. This is it's a lot on a parent, and so letting them know that it's going to be okay, their child's still going to have a very fruitful future. There's just some tiny things we need to do to tweak it.
I think that's beautiful. I saw you have a lot of services.
Yes,
it's just amazing. You have children programs. You have independent living skills for people that are, you know, blind or impaired. And, you know, you teach them, like, the technology type of things. I would imagine, you know, we take a lot of things for granted, right? Because we're able to see, touch. But yet we have these people that can't see.
Yeah.
And they rely on touch to do so many, you know, to notice or to visualize the world around them. Just out of curiosity, what got you into doing this, by the way, Stephanie? Like,
so I actually volunteered with the Lighthouse when I was a kid.
Okay.
My softball coach's wife was the CEO at the time, so just out of pure luck, I was a volunteer there when I was about 10 years old. So I got a passion for community service from my parents. They were both very active in the community, so I was always volunteering as a small child. And then I worked for the United Way of Pasco County for 6 years,
okay.
which is a really wonderful organization that vets all the nonprofits in the area, provides them funding. So as an employee of the United Way, I got to see behind the scenes of the local nonprofits. So I knew the books were good at Lighthouse. I knew the staff was good. I knew what they were doing was good work. And so when the position of CEO came up, it was a no-brainer for me to volunteer.
Well, you're the CEO?
I am.
Yes, the CEO.
Oh, my God.
We only bring the big dogs
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
it.
Like, you got
Dance
me.
Dance Forever.
And you are located at 9130 Ridge Road in Newport Richey. But you service not just Newport Richey. You service a lot of broader area. I knew you mentioned it earlier.
Pasco, Hernando, and Citrus. Yeah, we actually have an office in Newport Richey, but we have a secondary office in Brooksville. And
okay.
so our Citrus
wow.
and Hernando clients will come to the Brooksville office, and then our Pasco clients will come to our Pasco office.
I love your mission statement. If for those folks that are listening, they're out there. Their mission is their mission of the Lighthouse is to educate, empower, and employ people who are visually impaired and the blind. And they said that we have provided residents of Pasco, Hernando, and Citrus counties with no cost vision rehabilitation since 1983. That's phenomenal.
Correct. Yeah, we hit 40 years this year, and we never charge for anything we do. We do have a little store, that's pretty much the only time cash exchanges hands. If they want, they saw something in class that they really love, they can get it at wholesale pricing through us. But other than that, we provide everything at no charge through a little bit of state funding and a lot of donations.
I want to ask Kathy, you there?
Yeah.
So dancing, have you ever taught someone how to dance that was blind?
I haven't. I have had people who have been missing an arm or been in a wheelchair, but I haven't had somebody who was visually impaired where they were completely blind.
We'll
now it's interesting.
We've done it with our teens before. We took them ballroom dancing. Absolutely. Our teens
would you
loved
be okay
it.
With that?
Absolutely. We would love that.
Would you like that too? Dance forever?
It's pretty cool because I feel like when we're teaching, we're using our words, and it really is something that goes by touch when you're dancing.
Yes.
Music is a very natural feel.
As long as we give enough description. Yeah, that's now, pretty cool.
I'm a Latino man, so I can do a little bit of salsa myself. So, yes, we have to lead.
Oh, do brag.
We do, we do lead, and then people follow. But, again, everything's by touch and feel, and I think that'd be a great concept.
What do you think?
You guys doing that.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'd love to
We'll put banners
that.
Up because I have connections.
Maybe do a fundraising, like a donation to donate to
have Dance Forever. You be the official sponsor.
Because
it's
going to
be at your place.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, we'll do a dance-a-thon.
I mean, before you make a decision on that, but doesn't that sound like a good cause right from the get-go?
Yeah, put us in touch with each other once we're off the radio.
That sounds great.
Unbelievable.
Talk further about that.
Yeah, we actually do a prom for our teens, and we invite all the other lighthouses throughout the state. There's a lighthouse in Pinellas and in Tampa as well that do the similar things that we do. They're our sister companies, so they have their own independent decisions and boards and all of that. And so we do a prom, and we invite all their teens to come with us because our teens don't experience prom typically like your average kids. Mm-hmm. And so dancing is a little more spatial. So it gives them a safe place to be themselves, to dance how they want to dance. And it's all provided by donations from the community. We get a DJ, someone donates them a limo. The kids get to pick the theme and the color scheme, and we just make it happen for them. We get it catered in. And so I think maybe getting them a few dance lessons before prom starts in May. So maybe, in the next couple months, we'll get them these dance lessons, and they'll all be pros by the time we come around.
Do you want to give her your phone number on the air? Because people want to call anyway.
Sure, absolutely. To reach
the
Lighthouse.
Do you
have
a pen?
I got a pen. 727-815-0303.
Oh, what a number. 0303.
Yep. We try to make it easy.
Right. Do you know who the most famous number three was?
Dale Earnhardt?
Babe Ruth.
Wasn't Dale Earnhardt number three, or am I wrong? There's going to be a lot of NASCAR fans mad at me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
A long time ago, I went to a nightclub, and I saw these three beautiful ladies sitting in the little corner booth, and they were like bobbing their heads, and they're having a good time. So I went up there and said, hey, we'd like to go dancing, and they were like looking at me like I was an alien. But then they were like, they in their own words, they were telling me that they can't hear.
Oh, yes.
So I finally figured out, I said, fine. I took one of the girls, and we danced. And she actually got close to me, and I was asking her, how do you hear the mute? She doesn't hear the music, but they feel the music, like the bass on the floor and the vibration. So how they're able to move.
Right. And I saw someone on Americans Got Talent. Mm-hmm. She was blind and she couldn't hear.
And she was the one who played the piano and sang. Was that the girl? Yes, she was fabulous. Mm-hmm. So
see or hear. And she sung like an angel.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're teaching some of our kids how to play guitar, piano. So a lot of that happens.
And she sang like a real angel, not me, but like a real angel.
She was very, very good.
So anyhow, we got a good connection here, and you'll do dance lessons through.
I love it, yeah.
You love it too, Dance Forever?
Yes.
Anything else you want to say about Dance Forever?
No, I think that's it.
What was the event you're doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're doing a casino night, and tickets are available through the Chamber of Commerce, and it will be benefiting Sleep in Heavenly Peace. So their mission is that no children sleep on the floor. They do free beds so that every child has a bed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, there's lots of good things happening out there.
I was in a limousine for years, and it wasn't my deal, but I dressed up as Santa Claus. And the cops actually had to follow us, right? And we were going into underprivileged homes, right? And it freaked me out. It's like, I remember when I gave money to Africa, and like I just couldn't comprehend that they had no water or sewage and they were in a hut. As a child, I remember I couldn't comprehend it. But I still sent 50 cents or a dollar, right? It wasn't much, but it was the thought, right? And then when I went into these houses, you know what they have for, you know what they do for beds? They use blankets. They put down, and they call them pallets, right? And they put down a bunch of blankets. And I was giving them presents, and they did a wish thing. It was done through a man that passed away. His name was Dan. And we actually had to be escorted by police because, you know, we were going into the really bad neighborhoods. But yeah, you'd be surprised. At least some people, like, I don't know how to put it. You ever hear of rich man problems? Like,
yeah.
Someone comes home and says, "Oh, my filter's not working on my pool. I'm really upset.
Yeah,
I'm freaking out."
In our house, we call it a first world problem because we only have our own standard of living that we're usually thinking about. Most of the world isn't so lucky.
Or even in America.
Yeah, even in America.
Right. So, and that's why I believe this. The more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. And then the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. Right? It's kind of that simple. If you want to have a good attitude, have gratitude.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah. You with me forever?
You got a lot of phrases. It's a lot of stuff. And you say you have Alzheimer's? I don't think so.
I got like dementia. I do. Because people think I have papers in front of me. That's why he's saying that. Because a few emails I got. Oh, you can read really well on the radio, but I never have papers in front of me. Anyhow, close it out, Dance Forever.
Well, I appreciate getting to chat with you, and thanks for putting me in touch with Lighthouse for the Blind. Looking forward to something new and exciting in my future.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes,
wow.
Definitely.
Yes, what a great deal, huh?
Yeah,
can you
awesome.
See the good heart on this Dance Forever lady?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can feel her
giggles,
heart right through the phone.
She giggles, she's happy, she's joyful.
I can't wait to meet her.
That's
okay,
awesome.
Very good.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
God
Thank
bless.
You. Bye-bye. You too.
And for those folks, for the website is lvib.org, right?
Correct.
That's your website?
Yeah, Lighthouse for the Visually Impaired and Blind,
lvib.org. Great. And they can donate. I see on your site, they have a donate button, so they can donate to your organization.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, and like I said, we get partial funding through the state of Florida, but the rest of it has to come through donations. So we really rely on the local community. So donating through there is a really great way to do that. And you can do a one-time, you can do an annual, you can do a monthly, however you want to do it, whatever, you know, you talked about 50 cents a dollar, whatever your budget allows, we appreciate it.
Well, I would like to be able to do a fundraiser for your organization on an ongoing basis. We could talk about it offline in that to support your cause.
I would love that. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. All you can eat Brazilian steakhouse. Is that right?
Making me hungry over here.
I know. That sounds amazing.
Oh my God. Well, the producers. Are you there, Mr. Brazilian Steakhouse?
Hey, how are you, Ryan? Good.
I said, I said? Can I say what I said to you today?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen to the sound of his voice. And if you wanted someone to represent Brazil, tell me, listen to how he talks, and tell me you wouldn't want this guy if you were a director of a TV show. I need someone to represent Brazil. You are the man.
You're up.
You're up.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Oh, you scared me.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what does it take you? How did you become a Brazilian steakhouse? And tell us, you have 10 different meats carved tableside. It's kind of romantic, to be upfront with you. to have someone, a chef, come tableside and carve. And they carve just a little bit, right? Because you have 10 different steaks, you know? So you want to get a little of each, right? It's romantic. Can you see that?
Is that where you lift, like you let the person who's serving you know that either is it the green card or red card is stop feeding me and keep going?
I don't know. But it's I've all seen you that can before. Eat. And they'll just keep coming back.
That's how I picture it, yeah. And I love it. My husband's right. A meat eater and he will eat. He has
a full salad bar too. Fresh salad bar, hot buffet bar, all you can eat also.
Are you open now?
Yeah, I'm open now.
Where are you located?
We're located at the 67-15 49th Street North, Pinellas Park, 33781. So we're like authentic Brazilian cuisine, like steakhouse. And also right now, so on the whole month of September, we're going to have like the special like every Monday, Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's going to be two dinners for just $68. All you can
That's
eat. So all the sides, all the meat come to the table just for $68.
Unbelievable. That's a deal and a half.
That's another special we're going to have on your radio and with you, Ryan. So all the listeners to us right now, so it's coming anytime on the month of September. Just mention the keyword Mara, M-A-R-A. They're going to get 10% off at the end of the check.
Mara.
Nice.
Oh, I love it.
10% off.
Yeah.
There you go. That's fantastic. All you can eat, Brazilian steakhouse.
All you can eat. Just the keyword, Mara, M-A-R-A.
Mara. What's the Mara for you?
What's the Mara?
Does that have any special meaning in Portuguese?
Yeah, we have a lot of Portuguese. Yeah, Mara is the nickname of my lovely wife.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Sorry,
wow.
Sorry
see,
about your
talked
loss.
About romantic. That's
cute.
Mara.
Mara,
you know, they're right next to Colombia too, so they have a lot of you know.
You just came back from Colombia.
Yeah, it's right there. Brazil's right next to it. So
yeah, Brazil was really their soccer nuts.
Yeah,
right. You love soccer, don't you?
We're soccer fans.
Yeah,
yeah. Number one sport in the world.
Football. It's not soccer. It's football. Football.
But really. They are unbelievable. The guy that hit the goal in, you know what happened was like about 12 years ago. He put the goal in the wrong goal by mistake. And do you know what happened to him?
I imagine it didn't go over very well.
Yeah, they killed him.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about all this food and happy stuff, and you're going to go ahead and put somebody who's...
But I'm just saying how serious they take their soccer.
I know.
Do you remember that? How do you say your first name?
Geraldo, G-E-R-A-L-D-O.
Even the name is cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Geraldo.
Last name is Tejeda. You know, so just don't forget. So just to see us, so ask for the keyword. We're going to ask the cost for the keyword is Mara. We're going to have a 10% off. So don't forget also, very, very good deal special, like a romantic dinner for two. All you can eat, steak, chicken, and pork for just $68.
Unbelievable. But don't forget, it's not just that. Don't they get the fresh salad bar and hot buffet also?
Yes, we have like the salad bar. So we have like a 10 different salad bar.
And it's
we
all fresh.
Hot fresh. We don't work with anything frozen. Everything's fresh, cooked every day with love.
Right, and then you have the fire. Like if I find fire romantic too, right? But you can actually watch the meat being cooked on the fire. What type of oven is that?
Wonderful, very tasty. It's a homemade red sangria. It's really, really, really good.
Homemade sangria?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Brazilian way, I did that myself. It's very good. I've been doing this for the last 20 years.
Unbelievable. Do you have any questions for my Brazilian friend?
What's your favorite cut of meat?
We have like the ones called picanha. It's like a top sirloin. You know, so the picanha is very famous cut in Brazil, but also we have like our homemade pork sausage. You know, so it's really good, and also the pork ribs with the barbecue. That's my favorite one, number one.
That all sounds amazing.
That's good. Very good. You have any questions for my friend from Brazil?
Can you give us your address one more time?
Okay, the address is located in Pinellas Park on 67-15 49th Street North, 33781. Our phone number is 727-525-1100.
It's a really easy number to remember.
Well, yeah, I just looked it up on Google Maps, so I'm going to be there. Gotcha. Which of my favorites.
Google, we are the first one to be here in the area.
Yep, I see.
And then say the name of your restaurant.
The Terra Mar Brasile Steakhouse.
And do you know why I say the name again? Say the name. Can you do that for me? You.
Terra Mar Brasile Steakhouse.
And do you know why we say the name, Ked? You say it again.
The Terra Mar, is that earth and water?
What does Terra Mar stand for?
Tierra y mar.
It's like the land and sea.
Yep.
Land and
sea. That's in Spanish. Tierra y mar.
Same so in
tierra,
Italian, yeah.
Right, and then the reason we say the name on the radio, right? So when people Google, right, they don't Google Brazilian Steakhouse. Yep. They Google the name.
Tierra Mar.
Terra Mar.
So now when, like I had a guy that had a tree service, right? So you think tree service, you Google tree service. But he was a absolute tree service. So for years he advertised with me and every 10 seconds we said his name in a radio commercial. And it turns out that the guy Googled him and he goes, you know why I Googled you? And it's one of his biggest jobs of all time. He goes, because I heard your name all the time on the radio. I knew to Google your name. So I don't want people Googling Brazilian Steakhouse. I want them Googling Terra Mar Brazilian.
Terra Mar Brazilian Steakhouse.
Land and sea.
Is that you on the video on your website? Cutting the meat? Cooking?
Yes, that's me. Yes, okay. That's myself. Yep.
That's a great video. You're holding it up with a big, giant, big smile.
Angel's showing us videos. Yeah, if you hear I'm us drooling on this microphone, you'll know why. It looks good.
So anyhow, that's really good. You're a great man, my friend, and thank you for doing. You know, I want to say this on the air. Thank you for doing business with us, also.
Thank you very much, Brian. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Okay, and you have a great day, buddy. God bless. And then my buddy here at the Free Key Friday, he's probably like my newest best friend from New York. His name is Jerry. And he's going to be doing keys that normally go for $80. These are keys, you know, they sell for the car. I wonder if it has the chip on it. I don't know. Yeah, it does, with the chip. Yeah, with the chip. So selling car keys with the chip, they're normally $80. He's doing it a sale for $35. And that's a key with a chip.
That's pretty expensive. If you go to a dealership, you're looking at over $100.
Or maybe two.
Depends what kind of car you're driving.
Yeah.
I'm in the 100 range.
Quite. Well, I'm just saying. No, it could be two. I wonder what the most expensive key you can buy. I would think it might go into the threes.
Yeah, well. Who knows? You get a Lambo, you know.
I don't like saying I don't know.
Say working in nonprofit, I'm never going to know what key that is.
Ask me a question.
Ask you a question?
No matter what the question is. Ask me anything.
Goodness, now I go blank.
That's it. I never say I don't know. I'll look you right in the eye and give you an answer. So ask me a real difficult question.
What is the capital of Zimbabwe?
It is actually Tashisha. Because she was Shisha, and then Mr. T met her there, so they called it Tashisha.
There you go. Learn something today.
This is why you have your own talk radio show. You got something to say about everything.
Please Google all information.
And then Shiza is on her way home to meet Mia.
You know, with that being said, you know, we also support veterans and veteran-owned business. With that being said, we actually have a quick advertisement for Rambling Rose Florist. Their number is 727-470-9944. And they're located at 771 Main Street in Dunedin. So we have a call coming in.
Yeah, we do. KC from the Rambling Rose is on
right my
now.
Gosh. Peak of
you
the
put that in my ear.
Person. Yeah, I was going to, but I never get the chance. So, KC, you're on the phone.
Okay.
Great. Well, thank you.
You know what? You're the best.
You
as soon as you have someone on, let me know.
Yes. I know.
Gotcha.
Yes.
No, welcome.
Because I had the key guy on, and I think he thinks I didn't go to him. And I never got the information he was on hold. And I don't
By the way, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
We appreciate that.
You know what we're doing, KC, too, and I didn't know what it was. Let's see who knows. I'm going to go around the room. Matt, you ready? My buddy Matt. And let's see who knows the answer. Do you know what Toy Soldiers is?
Toy Soldiers?
Yeah.
Started with Matt, right?
It's a nonprofit.
You're looking at me, but you're starting at Matt.
I'm starting with you.
No, I didn't know.
Matt, do you?
No.
Do you know?
Is it not for profit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they get toys for children.
Very good. Would you have known that, Casey?
I've heard of the organization, but no, I'm not too familiar with them. Toys for Tots. I heard
so
of that.
For 2 weeks, I'm doing a fundraiser for them, right? And it's, you ever heard of the restaurant Our Place? Our Place restaurant. They have two locations, one on Missouri and one in Dunedin. So he asked me, can I help him with this fundraising thing for toy soldiers? So I said, fine, why not? I had no idea what it was. I just thought it was, because you're kids, you think toy soldiers. So we're doing a big thing this year for the veterans for toy soldiers again. But it is toys for military children that are in need.
Wonderful.
Isn't that cool, Casey?
Yeah, it's a great cause.
There you go. So Ramblin' Rose, I'm glad to have you. I wish you could come down here to the station because we always have them catered. Today we have meatballs.
Do you have any salad?
There's a salad out there, okay, a big Greek salad.
I have to look for my weight. I got to lose weight.
And then there's more food because KC never shows up to the station.
Well, I usually have things to get done after retiring from military and service and all that. My wife has a lot of things for me to do.
That's it. I'm kidding with you. You know that, right? I hope you do.
Yeah.
So that's what'd you do in the military? Like, what was your deal?
I was a cook in the military. I was a 94B, and also was chemical. I was a smoke generator operator as well.
You know what George Washington's favorite line was? Like, they have famous lines. He goes, "You can't operate an army without their food in their bellies."
Right.
And one of the things that happened to the revolution was they didn't have the food to feed, and a lot of them starved to death. And we still take all that for granted of the pain and suffering people went through to make us a free country.
Yeah, we do. I have to agree.
So tell us about, how'd you get into the florist business, and how'd you come up with the name Ramblin' Rose?
Well, I got into the florist business because of my mother-in-law. We also own another location over on Drew Street, 2087 Drew Street. That's my wife's shop. So we actually have two, but we have a little family competition going there. But my mother-in-law, she's actually got us in the flower business. She was doing flowers since 1980, I think, here in the Pinellas County area, doing weddings and all that. So I retired and got we had an opportunity to buy Ramblin' Rose over at Dunedin. The guy that sold it to us used to work for us, so we ended up getting that. So that's how I got Ramblin' Rose. I retired the next day, and the guy called me about selling it. So we have Ramblin' Rose now and Flowers by France. So that's
unbelievable.
How we're in the floor. We're in the floor business.
Do you know the place on Drew Street, what it originally was there?
No, it was not originally there. It was actually on Gulf to Bay. It was on Gulf to Bay at Four Seasons for a long time.
Yeah, the location you have on Drew Street originally was a dry cleaners.
Oh, really?
40 years ago, yeah. It's amazing when you get old. You can look at a plaza and see all the changes that have happened.
It
was Carvel Ice Cream was on Main Street. Right next to the Carvel Ice Cream was a meat market. And it's just life changes. Now there are no Carvel. You like Carvel Ice Cream?
Oh, I like Carvel ice cream. Like Bluebell, too. It's good, too. Yeah. Carvel's good.
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to write it on a piece of paper. All right? Here it is. See, that's the beauty of radio. I'm going to guess what your favorite ice cream is. And you can be honest, but you look like a strawberry guy.
Mm.
No? Okay. Mm. What is it?
Chocolate chip.
What's your favorite ice cream?
I actually love mint chocolate chip as well. I'm with this guy.
How about you?
Strawberries.
How about you, Matt?
Same thing, green mint chip all day.
Wow. Must the be an aphrodisiac.
Oh, wow. That's a lot to say.
I like the way you put in there the new thing I'm learning, this QR code thing.
Yes.
You're up to date with all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I got that on my business cards, and I can send it out anyway. Yeah.
It's brilliant, right?
And you save yourself so much money as well because, you know, you don't have to pass all those biz cards around. Just, hey, scan my QR code. Here you go.
Unbelievable.
People just throw it away anyways, you know?
Yeah, he wears a badge, Angel does. He works for a nonprofit. What he does is he diverts people to resources they need, is how you would word it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's basically a platform that showcases all these wonderful not-for-profit organizations. So if you ever need for anything, you type it up and it'll pop up the next nearest not-for-profit that is by your home. And we're constantly adding to it. So it's growing, but surely. But I think what makes us different is that we're actually empowering these not-for-profits to actually take ownership of the site themselves so they can keep it updated. So if someone's in need of food, guess what? If they go to our site, it's the most updated information you're going to get because they're the one updating themselves versus someone writing a whole list.
Right.
And then about a month later, they don't have funding anymore, food or this.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Casey?
Yeah.
We're going to be doing something at the American Legion there on Dunedin. You familiar where that is?
Yeah. I'm actually going to have lunch with the director of that.
The commander.
Rachel Hughes, the commander. She's we know each other. We're going to sit down and have lunch together Saturday, I believe.
Is that Hercules? Yeah. Where is that located?
Yeah, I'm not sure the guy's name, but it was a man. But I know
it's right over by the ballpark. It's right over by the ballpark.
By the Blue Jays ballpark?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a tank in front of it, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. I know exactly where it is.
And then there's another one right in down on...
And Hercules.
On San Christopher.
On San Christopher.
All the way down, you know, by Bayshore Boulevard. It's right there. Anyhow, we're going to be doing the turkey giveaway there at the American Legion. And what I would ask, KC, when we do it, we're going to have it a refrigerated truck. We're going to be giving out turkeys. They're going to cook 100 turkeys to give away. Plus, then we're going to give away turkeys because there's a lot of needy family. All I would ask, because you are a veteran, would you be interested, if you have time, I get it because you have a busy schedule, would you be interested in helping pass out the turkeys?
I would love to do it, but right now I have a little medical thing that I have to do here next month, so I don't know if I'm going to be, I think it's going to be in October, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I would love to do that, but
I wish you the best with that situation.
Yes, and I don't know if it's appropriate I ask you on the air, put you on the spot, but I would, you know what I'm saying? Kind of, but I'm just saying to you, because you're a veteran. And you're only like...
Yeah, I would love to do something like that. I love dealing with...
In the American Legion, you see the connection for KC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually do things for the Veterans Funeral Home over here off of, I think it's off of Belcher.
Very good. So I'll give you some information on that if you don't mind. I'll send out to you. But yeah, Ramblin' Roses, florist, that's really what we want to push. So tell us what makes your florist, Ramblin' Rose, so good.
Well, right now we're offering floral classes. We're going to do a floral class, a terrarium class on October 15th.
Wow.
That's 1 to 4. We're going to be offering refreshments and for the intermission, and we're going to give you a terrarium, show you how to build it, take care of it, give you the tools to take care of it with, and you get to keep it. It's $95 per person, and that's going to be on October 15th. But then on December 3rd, we have a Christmas wreath class that we're doing. That's a Sunday as well. We're trying to have them on Sundays, like right after church, like 1 to 4. So, you know, ladies and maybe even couples can get together and have a nice evening to where they learn how to do something together, a little craft, a little working together with others.
Right.
Yeah.
It's we. You know, you make it better in this life. Do you know if you walk down the railroad track and you try to walk by yourself on one of the rails, you're going to just go so far and eventually fall. But if you have someone on the other rail and you guys connect hands and hold each other, you balance each other. So like in life, it's a we thing. You know, we help each other.
It's all about each other. Yeah.
So when you, I heard that, like imagine that with a couple learning how to do the reefs. Again, the word romantic.
We've had so much success with this. You would believe the success we've had in the classes, the people working together and talking as a group. It's just amazing what you can, you know, what people say and how you interact with each other. It's just a really nice time to do that.
So Casey,
really
what's your website so people can... Do you have a website?
It's Rambling Rose Florist.
Okay.
With an S at the end, .com.
Okay.
Oh, that's perfect. That's beautiful.
Rambling Rose Florist. And then we also have an ebook that I'm going to be on TV as well. So
okay.
We're going to be on The Morning Blend. A friend of mine has a segment there, Jessica Hammond, or Jennifer Hammond, I'm sorry. And she's going to, we're going to be on her segment for like 2 minutes. We're going to do a commercial there.
Really?
Yeah, it's Rambling. It's ramblingroseebook.com. You can get a free ebook that we've made that tells you how to take care of your plants and your arrangements once you get them. Since we had so many questions from customers about that, we thought we'd make an ebook, and we made one, got it printed, and now you can have a copy. You just got to go there, fill out your email and your name, and they'll send you a copy of a free ebook to tell you how to take care of your plants and your arrangements once you get them.
Ain't that cool?
Very cool.
Right. And then it's so close to God and nature is when you have roses. What I was saying today earlier, and it had nothing to do with you, even though I was thinking of you, Casey. I was saying one of the best jobs in the world would be to be, oh, that's because my son's in Iceland for 2 weeks. And do you know where he's at? He's at a greenhouse farm, right, because it's cold in Iceland. And he's up there 2 weeks working on a greenhouse farm where they grow things with the glass over it, right? And then I was thinking, what a way to make a living is cooking, I mean, putting out vegetables and berries and flowers. How much closer can you get to nature than what you do?
We actually have one of our clients just started a garden. She got a grant to do that, and she does it outside of our office, but she grows her own fruits and vegetables, and we're starting to get contacts with local restaurants to do to do farm-to-table type of thing, because you're right, it is. It's a great way of sustaining life.
It's where it's grown at, because I tell people all the time, when you go to the grocery store and it says organic on it, can you really trust it? Did you watch it come all the way there and get to that spot where it is now? I was in the grocery business for over 30 years. Wow. So I know.
Right. I found that there is tricks to watch out for. You know, when they sell those single slices, that means it's old. Or if they cut the cake in half. And you know, on the fruit thing, this was on YouTube. They scrape the fruit off that's moldy. And what they do is they just put new fruit on. And then they can redate it by doing that. I mean, there are tricks of the trade in the grocery industry where you can buy old stuff.
Oh, believe me. You would. I was an inspector. You would not believe it.
Right, and major companies like Publix and all that use the tricks. That's why you get your flowers from Ramblin' Rose.
I try to get the most freshest flowers. We get most of our stuff from Ecuador, but we try to get local as well sometimes when product quality is good. But we try to get most of our stuff from South America, so it's actually very good quality, and it lasts a lot longer when it comes from there. I know that. But the flowers last. I've had people tell me their flowers last a month after an arrangement. So that's really good.
Beautiful. And then you sent an arrangement for a funeral we did. It brought tears to the woman's eye. She was emotional because of the death, but she said it was the most beautiful thing she's ever seen. And do you know who designed it?
Ramblin' Rose.
Yeah, my designer, she's been doing it for 62 years. She's 72. She's been working in a flower shop since he was 10.
I mean, he's just throwing out 30 years, 60 years. He's just throwing out.
We get it. They're pros.
Oh, wow.
Can't buy experience.
Exactly.
Yep.
You can't buy experience. You can't get that right. It's worth more than gold.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Ramblin' Rose Florist with an S.com.
In Dunedin.
And you got the great man, Casey, who fought for our country, who was a veteran, who was there to give us our freedom. So it's veteran-owned also.
Yeah, it is. But don't forget the ramblingroseebook.com to get your free ebook.
Which is great.
Take care of your ring.
Yeah, the more you educate people, the better it is. You know how Nietzsche said this. You know how the student pays back the teacher? Anybody know?
By giving the correct answer.
No. How the student pays back the teacher is no longer remaining a student.
Yeah.
Well, to teach others. By you putting out that e-book, right, you no longer remain in the student. You're teaching others how to be what you do.
Well, to me, always giving is, if you give, you get back 10, 20 times. It's always better to give.
Unbelievable.
That's just karma for me.
Karma. They say if you throw a boomerang in the universe 7 times, they come back at you 7 times. So just be careful what you put out there.
Yeah, so then let's say something bad happens. Here's how you could turn something bad into good. So something bad happens and you think bad karma. Do you remember back at 30, you don't, but 30 years ago when you did invoices before computers, there was a stamp you would stamp on the invoice paid It'd be like a red stamp.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right? So you would stamp it. So when something bad happens to you, instead of getting upset, just say, paid in full, some bad karma I did. Right? And it turns the bad karma into something good. Okay. All right, my tire went flat. Okay, I'm going to be late to my appointment. Ah, that's bad karma, paid in full.
It's always a choice what we decide to do.
Yeah,
you
before
you fly off the handle, you're choosing to get upset.
That's right.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's always
Bingo.
A choice.
Do you know what? I'll ask you this question. See if you know the answer, Casey. So the little tuna asked the big tuna. He said, well, how'd you become a big tuna? What did the big tuna say back to the little tuna?
By eating little tuna.
No, don't take the bait.
Don't take the bait.
Right? So that's how you become a big tuna. People will bait you into getting upset or whatever. Just don't take the bait. Say nothing.
And a real quick advertisement. This is always fresh and made to order. It's called Jelly Beans, actually. Ice cream and treats. They're located at 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin as well. Their number is 727-754-7... Actually, let me repeat it again. 727-754-5742. They have a lot of things going on. They got hot dogs, burgers, chili cheese, funnel cakes. Definitely a spot to go to if you're going to be in Dunedin.
And what's good about them is everything's made fresh. You know the difference when something made... They make a hamburger, it's fresh. They make a funnel cake, it's fresh. You know the difference, like when you know you just got something out of the grease... Chicken, let's just say. There is a difference, right, Casey?
There is a difference. You can definitely tell if it's been made fresh or it's been sitting for a amount of time.
So listen to what this young lady does and tell me what you think. Go ahead. Give a little conclusion of our show. Tell Casey what you do.
Sure. So we provide independent living services for residents of Pasco, Hernando, and Citrus County who are visually impaired and blind from ages 0 all the way up to our oldest client is 103, helping them stay independent in their home, learning how to live life, be productive citizens in our society. And really, you talked about depression and all of that, how to overcome the grief process when you start to lose your vision or have lost your vision. We really focus on the mental health side of that as well.
That's a great job to have.
Thank you. I love my job.
Right. Say the name of it again.
We are Lighthouse for the Visually Impaired and Blind. We're with Pasco, Hernando, and Citrus.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I know a guy that took over, he owned the dog cafe or something like that, and he knowingly adopted two cerebral palsy children. Like, knowingly did it. And you just go, that's an angel. You know what I'm saying? And good things have happened to this guy ever since, too, by the way.
Seven times.
Yeah, he's had two children since then, where his wife couldn't have children.
Mm-hmm.
He's had two children. He takes care of these children. They have cerebral palsy. But he does it with joy in his heart, and it's really brought them together.
I know somebody that might... I didn't get your name, young lady. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm Stephanie. Nice to meet you, Casey.
Nice to meet you, too, Stephanie. I know somebody named Chef Amin. He might be willing to... donate some meals to you and your cause.
That would be fabulous.
We need to talk after.
Give them your number again.
That sounds good. So
you got a pen?
Our office number is 727-815. Sorry. I've got your ad too, Casey, so I'm going to take a screenshot of it and I'll reach out to you too.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to put it on here. Let me put it on my note.
Then what I want to say, end the show with Palm Harbor Barbershop. It's a family hairstyling center. I've been doing business with them for over 35 years. Could you imagine that? I deal with Kathy. I dealt with her husband. That's Palm Harbor Barbershop, and that's in old downtown Palm Harbor, 1122 Florida Avenue. Kathy is the best of the best. She's the bestest. That's Palm Harbor Barbershop.
All right, Casey, if you want to reach the Lighthouse... We're at 727-815-0303.
And thank you, Tampa Bay, for listening.
And then in the closing, say what? Lighthouse?
Lighthouse for the Vision Impaired. We're very, very grateful for all the community support. Thank you all so much for having us.
And then Ramblin' Rose?
They're fabulous. I can't wait to meet KC and see what we can do.
And then we got Angel.
And come visit me at our community first. If you need anything, for any help whatsoever, come visit us.
And then we got Matt. Without Matt, none of this happens. Thank you, Matt.
Take care.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.